A prime example of Murphy, if I could speak, is that comment that I said earlier. When I think I'm just about to get ahead financially, something comes up, right? We've all probably been there and done that. And this $1,000 will help get you started in that. If you go clear through the program, there's a lot more savings to be had for this emergency fund. But to start, he says $1,000 is where you need to put this money in a place that you won't get penalized if you have to take it out, but put it away from you so you won't think, oh, I have this $1,000. I can use it if I get behind. Because it's literally an emergency fund. This money is literally for an emergency and nothing less. $1,000 will catch a good percentage of anything that Murphy would send your way. Now, if an emergency arises in the steps of the total money makeover and you have to use that money, Dave says you stop your total money makeover. You put the $1,000, however long it takes to get that $1,000 back in your bank account or wherever you put it, and then you can take up wherever you left off. Does that make sense? So if you're paying down bills and all of a sudden, like in the church, the furnace goes out and you have to use a portion of that $1,000 to buy a furnace, right? You stop your total money makeover, you put the $1,000, however many months it takes you to get that back in there, and then you can start up your total money makeover again. Now, he does say this. If you have a household income of less than $20,000, he says make $500 be your emergency fund. Make $500 be emergency fund so you'll have something to back up on. Once you get that $1,000 emergency fund going, it's time to move on to the debt snowball. Anybody ever heard of this? This is really cool. I was amazed at this. It's a way to pay off your debts and build momentum as you go. It goes back to what Dave said about eating an elephant. Do you remember? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, that's right. So if you come to your handout here, you see you list out all your debts. He has an example of pennies, Sears, Visa, MasterCard, car, and student loan. So the first thing you do is list your debts in order with the smallest payoff first. All right? Second thing you do is each time you pay something off, create a new debt snowball sheet. So you would create this again. Here, for us, he did an example, and it's the third thing that you do. Each time you pay something off, you add the minimum payment of what you just paid off to the next minimum payment. So look at pennies here. The total payoff is $150. Minimum payment is $15, so he just paid that off, right? So he puts the $15 payment onto the Sears, and so he's going to be paying $25. See the new payment column? Instead of what he normally was $10. And by the time he pays all these things off, by the time he gets down to student loan, he was initially paying $65 a month to that student loan. Well, now that he has created this debt snowball effect, he can pay $465 a month because he's paid off all these other debts and he can use their minimum payment for this new loan. Do you see what I'm saying? This is the debt snowball. It is really cool, and it works. Like I said a couple weeks ago, we just paid off our last credit card from seminary, the one that helped us buy groceries. You know that one that I talked about? We just paid that off through this debt snowball idea. It really works, folks, and it does. So, today's message is relatively straightforward. A plus B equals C. One, realize that small dollar habits over a long period of time have big financial effects if that money were invested rather than spent. Another way to look at it is you're going to have a lot more money to spend if you invest that first. Maybe if that will help you out. You're going to have a lot more money to spend if you invest that first. Two, save a $1,000 emergency fund fast. Three, create a debt snowball sheet and work your way to financial freedom. And remember, God longs for us to be healthy in every way. I'm telling you, from a pastor's perspective, finances are the root, financial issues are the root of a lot of things that come to this church and this office. And that stress creates health issues in people's lives. That doesn't count all of the relational issues that finances and people that are in hard financial times have. All right? God wants you to be stress-free. I truly believe this. Christ went to the cross and died all of his life. The time he was born until the time he died was about setting us free, allowing us not only to have spiritual freedom, but you know what? Whenever we have freedom from financial stress, from just everyday stresses, from spiritual stress of wondering where our future is, we can be who God created us to be. Does that make sense to you?